with the fake packages wrapped up and the kids lined up and the elves ushering people in. And everywhere, Christmas carols and merrymaking and gift buying. And in the midst of all that, it's really hard to remember that Jesus actually came. And in the midst of all that glitz and song and the rush of Christmas, it's hard to remember to whom Jesus actually came and why he actually came. If you recall the story, there was no room for them in the inn because they were in Bethlehem, and Bethlehem was crowded. And only because Mary was about to give birth were they shown any shelter at all, which was the stable where the animals were kept. And then Mary gave birth to this baby and laid him in a feed trough. It's hard for us to remember, when we see Christmas as it is now, what Christmas actually is, what it actually meant when it actually happened. And it's hard for us to remember why Jesus came, why God did this thing. But Jesus came to the poor and the disenfranchised, to the powerless and the downtrodden. The angel came to Mary, and she was a young girl. She had no status at all. She was the one to whom the angel came and said, "You are most favored, and the Lord is with you. You are the one who is going to conceive a child, and it will be the Holy Spirit who puts this child within you." And she consented immediately. I have no idea why, because if that had happened to me, it would be scary beyond all belief. However, she consents, and God comes into the world through this young girl. This young girl who was going to be dismissed quietly by her fiancé. She was about to be an unwed, homeless mother. These are the people to whom Jesus came. And the first proclamation of Jesus' birth was to the shepherds in the field, the ones who are cold and lonely and dirty, some would even say disgusting, those whose job it is to manage the animals. These are the ones to whom Jesus' birth is announced. Because this is what Christmas is. That Jesus, that God, deems to come among those who are most hopeless. Those who are considered dirty or disgusting. Those who are poor or downtrodden. And might we add our own experiences, those who struggle with the way politics are going, or the economy, those of us who've lost loved ones and find ourselves alone and grieving. We are the people to whom God sent Jesus, those who are oppressed and lonely and sad and frustrated and angry. Christmas is not about glitz and carols and Santa and wooden blocks wrapped up to look like presents. Christmas is about God caring about you. Christmas is about God seeing you. The God of the heavens, who created the cosmos and lit the stars and spun the planets, sees you. God knows your journey. God knows your pain and your effort and your struggle, and God cares about that. God also knows that no glitzed up gift is going to deal with what you're dealing with in life. Glitzed up gifts never do. What makes a difference is companionship, accompaniment, care, being seen. And God, from this throne in the universe, looked down and saw that people throughout history struggle and suffer. They get frustrated and angry. They find themselves helpless and impotent. And God from on high says, I know what will make the difference. I have to come down there and let them know that I see them, that I care. And I can't do that from a throne. But I can do it from a feed trough. I can do it from a lonely shepherd's field. I can do it from the pew of a church. Christmas is for you right where you are. Not just tonight, not just this week, not just when the glitzy lights are up. Because Christmas is the igniting of your heart by the God who sees you. And that spirit that gets kindled in us lasts long after you go out the door and back to wherever it is you came from tonight. Because it's a gift for you tonight and for all your days. This church, the regular members of this church, know this only too well. And so we're glad that you're here. Those of you who are members and those who are not, we're glad that you're here. And we hope that you'll stay a bit after the service to let someone give you some good cheer and some companionship and a hello. These things are enduring. We don't want anything from each other, really, except to look in one of those eyes and say, it's true, it's true. God is for us. God is like us. God is with us. It's great she's sitting next to a nurse, not to worry. May God's grace and peace be with you. Be your constant comfort and companion. May the spirit of Christmas be kindled in you and live and remain within you now and forevermore. Amen.